Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bharchaji with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada later tonight. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning on a two-day visit to Canada. He will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This will be PM Modi's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. As a run-up to International Yoga Day 2025 on the 21st of this month, Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga today organized the Yoga Bandhan program in New Delhi. The program witnessed the participation of prominent delegates from various countries, including Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Argentina, among others. Over the last decade, India's healthcare system has undergone a remarkable transformation. Flagship initiatives like Ayushman Bharat have provided financial protection to nearly 55 crore people, while under the Ayushman Bay Vandana scheme, the health assurance benefits have been extended to all senior citizens aged 70 and above. The Ayushman Bharat digital mission has modernized healthcare delivery with over 78 crore Ayushman Bharat health accounts hours created, enabling seamless access to personal health records. The Northeastern Council, NEC, has released over rupees 11 crore for multiple development projects in Arunachal Pradesh, covering key sectors like tourism, agriculture, technology and others. A major highlight of the initiative is the pioneering project titled Technological Intervention Using Artificial Intelligence and Internet of Things for Smart Agriculture in Northeast India, led by the NERIST in Nirjuli. The three-year initiative, scheduled to complete by April 2028, will produce a smart farming system using technology to monitor soil moisture, temperature, humidity, and crop health in real time. Four of the five National People's Party NPP MLAs in Arunachal Pradesh have joined the People's Party of Arunachal PPA. It was confirmed through an official communique issued by the Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly Secretariat on Monday. The MLAs who have shifted to the PPA are Namge Sering, Pesi Julen, Tapi Darang and Oni Paniang. The two-day annual conference of Relief Commissioners and State Disaster Response Force of States and UTs 2025 concluded in New Delhi today. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, chaired the valedictory session. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Mishra said the annual conference is a shared opportunity to reflect, recalibrate and reinforce collective approach to disaster risks management. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued an orange alert for four districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The districts are Papumpare, Pakikesang, Lua Dibang Valley and Lohit. These places are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall in isolated places over the next 24 hours. The Meteorological Center has also issued a yellow alert for 16 districts. Arunachal Pradesh has bagged 13 medals at the 4th KIO National Sub-Junior Cadets and Junior Karate Championship 2025 held in Uttarakhand. The medal tally includes 2 gold, 6 silver and 5 bronze. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men has congratulated the players and Arunachal Pradesh Amateur Karate Do Association for the noteworthy performance in the championship. State Disaster Response Force, in collaboration with the East Siang District Police, held a mock exercise come earthquake preparedness drill at Gandhi Chowk in Pasighat today. On the occasion, Pasighat Fire and Emergency Services Department gave a fire demonstration and also taught do's and don'ts to locals at the time of fire emergency. The Department of Horticulture successfully organized a buyer-seller meet at the ADC Office Conference Hall in Sagali in Papumpare District today. The initiative under the Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana aimed at connecting buyers and sellers, promote local horticulture produce and foster trade partnerships for sustainable growth. Over 200 farmers from the Sagali division attended the event. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.